In the 2004 presidential campaign, a group called the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth aired ads attacking presidential hopeful John Kerry's war record.
When the chips were down, you could not count on John Kerry.
John Kerry is no war hero.
While many of the ads were later proven false or inconsistent, Joel Riflin of the Wisconsin Advertising Project says they succeeded in setting off a media explosion.
The first Swift Boat Veterans ad only ran a handful of times in a handful of markets, about 700 times in about 6 markets out of 210 markets in the nation. But the free publicity that it generated meant that people all around the country felt that they'd seen it.
Media coverage elevated the ad campaign's profile, and some analysts say that publicity cost Kerry points in the polls. Additionally, links to the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth website and its attack ads were quickly circulated through emails and chat rooms. Compared to the cost of TV and radio advertising, the internet campaign cost only pennies, and were not limited so much by money, program schedules, or even content standards, a development that troubles Barry Burden of the UW-Madison Political Science Department.
When something shows up on the web and it's run by an outside group that may be loosely affiliated with a candidate or party, and a party leader perhaps denounces the ad or indicates that they have no control over what the group's doing, you worry that no one is in charge of these kinds of things, and it's difficult to blame someone for an ad that steps over the line.
Many campaign ads now appear on sites such as YouTube.com, which can be accessed by millions of online users anytime. The most controversial ones might not even air much on TV or radio, if at all. The sensation caused by their message is often enough for news organizations to cover and internet buffs to mass distribute. Recent examples include the GOP's terror ad and a Democratic Party ad that says President Bush only cares about finding Osama bin Laden as election season nears.
Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.